Man, lots going on since you were last on with me just a few months ago.
Oh my gosh. One of the things that happened, it was back in March, I guess it was, right before we spoke, the whole Sandra Bullock debacle happened with Jesse James.
Poor Sandra.
It was really tragic, but what made it tragic is that she had just done the awards circuit where she said what a great guy he was and how he had her back. Remember that was her line?
Yep.
She said, I never knew what it was like to have someone have my back. Well, she really still doesn't know what that's like, right?
He had her back and someone else's back and someone else's back.
Yeah. But here's what's interesting. Let me say, because you always have new listeners tuning in, what is numerology? It's a science of numbers. It is 25
years old. You scared me for a moment. I thought you were going to ask me that.
No. But the thing is, Pythagoras was the creator of this system, and most people know his name through mathematics. And the belief is that everything has vibration, but especially people. When you look at a name, you get three numbers. When you look at a birthday, you have another three. I call that the blueprint. So when I look at Sandra Bullock after the debacle to run the chart, here's how it works, George. If you have one or two challenges with someone, you can agree to disagree. If you have three challenges, you're always working hard. But if you have four or more, you really have to ask yourself, is it even worth it? Because it means you have a breakdown in communication. You think you know that person, and you really don't. Sure enough, Sandra Bullock had four challenge numbers out of six with Jesse. She did not know him at all.
Can events be spelled out in numerology?
Yes, they can.
Like this BP oil spill, for example?
Well, here's what's interesting, because when a tragedy like that happens, I go to the date to see, okay, is this a victim number? Because it was April 20th when it happened.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't, George. You know, that date itself added up to a 9, and 9 means all people are affected. Like, 9's the humanitarian number. It means there's a lesson to be learned here. Like the oil, we need oil, and that's not going to go away. So as upset as the environmentalists get and say, you know, it's not good, let's get out of this, let's go completely, another way, let's go green, we really can't. What we can do is learn from this and never let it happen again. That's what you have to do.
And maybe
with this kind of
slowly start weeding ourselves off of it.
Of course. Uh-huh. That is the goal. No matter what, that has to be the direction. But it's still not something you can just turn off. And like this whole moratorium thing on the other drilling, this is scary because we're in a downturn economy, and that certainly is being reflected in this cycle, and people are freaking out. There's a lot of fear out there, isn't there?
I'm going to be throwing out some names at you and events, and we'll just kick them around this hour before we get into calls. Al Gore. He and Tipper, and they call it splits. What's going on here?
Well, here's what's interesting about those two. I would have thought they were completely naturally matched because they had gone the distance. I mean, they've been together 40 years.
Yeah.
When I ran the chart, guess what? Four toxic numbers out of six, just like Sandra and Jesse. But here's the difference. The life path number, George, is the most important number. And if that is compatible, it means when you get stressed, you act from that part of you. Al Gore and Tipper have a natural match in their life path number. And that means all those high stress situations they were in, like their son got hit by a car as a child, they went through that. She had depression, they went through that together.
And maybe these allegations that we're just starting to find out about, true or not, they probably knew about them. Right?
Oh, of course they did. But here's the other one. 2000, the presidential election. What could be more stressful than that?
True.
So I think as time went on, as, you know, Al won his Oscar, got the Nobel Peace Prize, things got a little more calm where I think really that Tipper took a look at her life and said, do I want to continue this? You know, she was at a crossroads and made a new decision. I do not believe the breakup's going to be because of any of that you're hearing now. I don't believe that.
So when you say these numbers work for you and work for somebody else, does that mean they're going to work forever? No, I guess, huh?
Did you say if they're going to work forever?
Yeah.
Well, here's how it works. And I know you mentioned Glynis as your number, but I did dedicate a book called Love by the Numbers that's only about what you hear me talking about now.
Right.
And what it is, there's a thing called maturity number and destiny number. Those numbers show up later in your life. If those numbers are a challenge, that might be where you separate. That's why some couples can be together for so long and then all of a sudden be at a crossroads and move away. That's what happened with Al Gore and Tipper.
Can you predict for a couple that, hey, this is going to be great. Sure, you want to get married? Go ahead. But you could have some problems in this year or 5 years from now.
Absolutely.
You can do that.
Absolutely. And I do it all the time. I mean, I do couples counseling for that reason. Because, you know, sometimes you can be in a personal year cycle, which changes every January 1st. And if that cycle conflicts with your partner, you may think it's over. Like everything, you just are not getting along anymore, and you think, I can't stay, but it's temporary, George. And they need to know the difference between temporary and permanent.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's in numerology.
What's, I'm jumping ahead here.
Sure.
2012, what's going on there?
Well, dealing with the Mayan calendar, you know there's just so much energy about that and the fear that surrounds it. When you go to 2012 and break it down, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 2 is 5. 5 always promotes drama, but it's not the end. It's not the drama you think, George. I mean, that people talk about. The actual date that they're talking about is really positive in numerology. I think it's more about a coming together, because the way we are operating right now isn't working, is it?
No.
I mean, my goodness, whether it's the political parties, no one can be right all the time. There's no compromise. I believe 2012 represents when we finally join hands and say, if we don't work together, that's the end of the planet.
All
that's
right.
The end.
Interesting.
So it's a higher consciousness that's coming.
You think we're going to be okay?
More than okay. I think
Yay.
That those that are up to no good will be busted for that, and those that are more evolved or willing to work together will be the ones who rise above. Yes, I do.
No need to panic then.
Mm-mm. But people will. Remember, the cycle of 5 promotes that. It promotes drama. So those who believe in the negative will make sure something happens that way, but the majority will not.